Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Eamon, thank you very much for listening to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. We are going to speak to Henry McKean a little bit later, who has quite literally dipped his toe into the Freesbury Challenge. So we're going to find out what that is. Aisling Larkin will be here before this hour is out with advice on how to up your fibre intake. And we're going to have an expert preview of the Six Nations clash against Wales this weekend. Before any of that, though, I want to turn our attention back to the announcement that Mary Lou McDonald and Michelle O'Neill of Sinn Féin are not going to travel to the White House for St. Patrick's Day this year. They say it's because of Donald Trump's comments about the future of Gaza. I'm joined to discuss by Joe Brawley, barrister and co-presenter of the Free State podcast with Dion Fanning. Joe, Mary Lou, Michelle O'Neill not going themselves, but we should point out they do think that Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, is right to go, that he should go and represent the Irish people. What do you make of this?
Well, I suppose, you know, this is the problem with power. Once you get closer to it, your principles become flexible. I mean, I was at a very swanky dinner before Christmas, like very swanky. And it was, you know, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil ministers, grandees, you know, very wealthy property developers, property people. And universally, the theme was, you know, it's terrible what's happening in Gaza, but it is absolutely ridiculous for the Irish government to get involved in any serious way in criticizing Israel or America. And, you know, it was universal. You know, that's all well and good, but we have to think of the realities of life in Ireland. And that was universal, and it was being discussed at that very high level. There's your reality. I mean, Sinn Féin, last year, whenever it looked as though there was a real chance that they would, I mean, this was March last year, March 2024, there was a great groundswell behind them. It was before the mainstream media sort of trained their guns on them, you know, and started to do the, Sinn Féin, oh, you can't trust Sinn Féin. But until then, I mean, in March, there was a real prospect that they could be in power and a real optimism in Sinn Féin, because I'd be friendly with John Finucane, who's their director of strategy. And they went to the White House, you know, which for me illustrates the point that principles for most politicians are too expensive. And I like to be able to sleep in my bed at night. I like to think that there's an international legal order and things like that, but clearly that is not the case. I mean, we see, for example, in the annihilation of Gaza and the way the West has championed it and condoned it and allowed it to happen and continue to supply weapons, that in fact, you know, there is no such thing as an international legal order, just laws which we'll apply if and when they suit us. You know, so it is, I think, a very dangerous and depressing time for the world in general.
You'd be well versed with the arguments that some of those Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael grandees might have made. You perhaps heard them that night, which would be that you'd achieve nothing for the people of Gaza by not going, and at the same time, we know how capricious and vindictive Donald Trump can be, and were he to feel snubbed, that might have a material impact on economic relations between our countries, which kind of is an abstract thing to talk about in one sense, but that's actually, there's people listening to this whose livelihoods, whose ability to pay the mortgage absolutely depends on that US company being based here.
You're absolutely right. And that argument is ironcast. There can be no You know, there's no way to argue against that. That is the economic reality. I mean, our six biggest tech companies, which essentially are the, you know, the giants that are, that control whether the Irish economy succeeds or fails, you know, are all very sympathetic to what Israel is doing. And that's the reality. And there are plenty of other tax havens that they can go to with dreadful consequences here. So, I mean, there's no way to argue against that. I mean, there are only two positions, the principled position or the pragmatic position. And, you know, whenever that pragmatic argument is made, there's no way to argue against it. I mean, you ask me about, I mean, like one of the things that we were discussing was who might the person be who should go from Ireland as the envoy to get into Trump's inner circle, and how he might, you know, make sure that Ireland remain, you know, on the good side. Okay, because everything, of course, I mean, I've been reading a book written by Michael Wolff. It's absolutely hilarious, but also very alarming about Trump. It's called Bring Me the Poison: On the Trail with Trump's Inner Circle of Suck-Ups, All or Nothing. And, I mean, there's a girl called Natalie Harp, who attached herself to Trump simply by her adulation and became then, she was his golf cart companion. She filtered out all negative messages, only presented him with good messages. If anyone was critical of Trump, she would tell Trump about that and then preside over the destruction of that person, you know. And on one occasion, when the author was in their company, Trump's bag, his man bag, fell, and the contents of it slipped out. And it was a random collection of out-of-date articles and printouts from obscure websites and fan artwork, all of which were adoring of Trump. This is what he walks around with. So the conclusion that we reached at the table was that, and there was a certain person we had in mind, very charismatic, who said at the table, he says, "Well, I'm perfectly prepared to go out on the golf course with Donald Trump and be soundly beaten time after time. And sure, there's plenty of things we can offer him in Ireland. You know, many, many things we can offer him to stroke his ego. Because as Steve Bannon famously remarked, he said, I mean, really, the only reason that Trump came into politics was because that he was no longer able to perform sexually. And he needed some way of adulation to be directed at him. And the question that he asked was, would Americans rather he preys on our women or on our country? And once you appreciate Trump's particular narcissism, then there can be no doubt that the only way pragmatically that Ireland can proceed is to flatter him.
Would you prefer the country be led by principled or pragmatic politicians?
The point about the politicians running the country is that the country, running the country, essentially means providing a livelihood for people and making sure that people are able to make ends meet. You know, I mean, our tax receipts from the American multinationals is increasing year on year. I mean, in 5 years' time, it's predicted that the tax take, the surplus, will be over 65 billion euro. Now, that's a huge amount of money that can be dedicated to really, really important causes. I mean, my objection with Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil is that the money has not been used properly. The money has been allocated to the wealthy. It's been that sort of cronyism that we've seen over the past 100 years. You know, maybe not just as blatant as the Lowry sort of Charlie Haughey, Bertie Ahern era, but nonetheless, you know, the wealth is going to the top. All you have to do is go to Dublin, go to the good restaurants. They're packed on a Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. You know, the wealthy are doing extremely well. The rest are struggling. You know, but if that money was properly directed, you know, I think we would have a flourishing, very equal society. You know, so those are just choices. But how can our society function without that multinational money? I mean, I'm sort of living between Belfast and Knockmore, and there are in the greater Knockmore Ballina area 6,000 people employed by the various American multinationals here. 6,000 people.
Yeah.
You look at the support networks that are required around that, the third-party jobs, you know, the families who are absolutely dependent on these, and the wages are very good. I mean, the wages are very good. People are well-treated. And it's the lifeblood of an otherwise, you know, rural community with very little going for it. So, I mean, you must be realistic. I think that Sinn Féin's refusal to go is tokenistic. You know, I don't think that. I mean, the question is whether Trump's golf cart buddy Natalie Harp will even tell him that Sinn Féin aren't going. I have absolutely no doubt he has no idea who Sinn Féin even are. You know, nor would he care. So I think that's tokenistic. It'll play well to the Sinn Féin base, but I don't think it's neither here nor there. And the fact that Mary Lou has said, well, look, you know, we are, of course, supportive of the Taoiseach going, means that, well, if and when we ascend to power with some sort of, you know, common good coalition, as I think they seem to be trying to form at the moment, which they should have been doing long before the last election.
Yeah.
If and when Mary Lou's the Taoiseach, she'll be there as well, bending to the Donald, because, I mean, one must
Does that suggest, Joe, that if Sinn Féin were to find themselves as the largest party in government after the next election, they're on the government benches, no longer the opposition, and Mary Lou is Taoiseach, that actually it won't be radically different from what we've known?
Well, I think
that the closer they get to power, the more pragmatic they become rather than principled. And there's already people who'd suggest they're not a million miles away in terms of policy positions from the Bertie Ahern Fianna Fáil party.
Yeah, well, they're not far away in terms of, I mean, they've made it clear. I mean, and I was present at one meeting a couple of years ago when they were touring America, as they were doing, you know, genuinely very seriously preparing for power. And they were making sure that the multinational companies knew, that the American administration knew, that it would be business as usual, and nothing that they would be doing would cut across that. But my objection to Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil are the choices that they've made with the resources that are available to us. And I see, for example, in people like Ona Brin, you know, people of principle who have an actual workable alternative to what's going on. I mean, so students, I mean, everybody needs affordable housing. We stopped doing that. Endlessly on your program, we hear all of the problems that we have being discussed. You know, the way that public resources are directed towards, for example, vulture funds who are coming in from the outside and buying up whole housing estates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So those are choices that can be made domestically, you know, and that's where the big difference would be. And that's, I think, where there was such a huge disappointment, I think, especially for our young people, that we had more of the same, because it's clear already that all of the promises that were made in the few months before the election were entirely opportunistic, and we're just back to where we were prior to this.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just $3. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.